Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampoo.
I am totally not a millennial anymore, folks. I drink wine like an adult sometimes.
Oh boy. Oh boy, watch out. Watch out. Joe is drinking the wine tonight. Oh,
strawberry sangria.
I was gonna say, what do you have floating in there? Floating in the water.
Strawberries.
Oh.
It's strawberries.
Oh, okay. I thought there was like oranges and stuff on there too. So.
Oh no, I only bought strawberries today, so it's just strawberries.
Okay, well that's pretty awesome. I think that's absolutely fantastic. I'm actually trying to make a Facebook post right now that we're live for those of us who might be following us on Facebook. So give us a moment, and if Joe can talk for just a second, I'll go to the weather in just a moment.
Well, folks, I purchased some wine recently. My friend Rashid's back in town. He is a wine he's just an extraordinary wine enthusiast. He knows everything about
the tannins. Would he qualify as a sommelier? Sommelier?
A sommelier, yeah. I think he might qualify as such.
You think so? Well, that's kind of awesome. I think that's kind of cool. Good for him. So
yeah.
Cool. And what type of wine was that again before we go to the weather?
Oh, well, this is a white wine, and I'll tell you the name of the wine later.
Okay. So anyway, hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago. And tonight's wine in the Chicago studios, again, comes from the fine folks at Andersonville Wine and Spirits, located at 5201 North Clark Street. Remember, you must be 21 to consume, and always drink responsibly.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyamba radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole says let's get started with tonight's broadcast of episode 51, Driving Blind with Holy Migraines, for Monday, July 25th, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Well, thank you, Betty. And here is your current Tampa forecast from Tampa International Airport, KETVA. It is overcast and 84 degrees Fahrenheit. Our humidity is at 72%.
For DNA Info Radio, I'm Matt Bubala, joined by our Alex Nitkin in the aftermath.
Who was that? Was that you? I got something about somebody joining somebody in the aftermath. You're laughing, but you're muted. Anyway, our humidity is at 72%, barometer at 30.03, dew point 74 degrees, and it is 10 miles visibility with a 91 degree heat index. Monday night tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 8. Will be mostly cloudy with low around 77, 30% chance of precipitation. On Tuesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 100. Summer storms after 5, 30%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. Scattered showers and storms before 8, and that's 30%. Wednesday, more showers and storms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 93. Heat index values as high as 98. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. 30% chance of showers and storms before 8. On Thursday, more rain after 8 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 93. And then Friday, we're going to bring it home for the weekend with mostly sunny skies and a high near 93. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, only a 30% chance. And light and variable wind becoming south to southwest at 5 to 7 miles an hour in the morning. And that is your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay.
Well, thank you, Anthony.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey folks, it's Chip Skipper here in the studios. We have a story we want to share with you folks about what happened on the Chicago Transit Authority's Blue Line UIC stop last night during those crazy storms that rolled through around 6 p.m. Basically, lightning hits a Blue Line stop, causing explosions, fire, and a canopy collapse. Take a listen to this video. We'll post it on Facebook later.
Somebody better let me in. You guys can't see to get over. Oh my God. Transformer.
Oh, it's the track. It's off the track. Oh my God. That's the track. It's off the track.
So what we're looking at is like just bolts of lightning and fire.
Okay. We all want to get the hell off.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It's going everywhere.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oh, it just collapsed. Did
oh
you get
my God!
A picture of it?
I have the video. I have the whole thing. Oh my God! It's
Oh my God! It was pretty intense, folks. That storm ripped through here, and it caused significant damage in certain places. And one of those places was the Blue Line. And they finally did get everything wrapped up and cleaned up for the morning rush, so everything went smooth. But it was scary for those people on the. I think what is that? The Eisenhower?
Sure.
Or the Congress. I don't know.
Aren't they one in the same?
It's one of those named highways.
It's one of those named highways.
And that concludes this breaking news event.
Oh, okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Wow, Joe. Thanks for the weather. And now, on to something different. Joe's weather. Folks, we love the weather,
folks,
here at Cheyenne Radio. There's no question about
sure
that
do,
one.
Sure do, but right now the weather is 83 degrees and we should experience mostly clear with low conditions around 70. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 82. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's going to be rainy. And that's your Chicago forecast.
Wow. I lost my deck. There we go.
Yeah, and that's your latest Chicago weather. Are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let us play you. Send an email to playus@cheyampa.info or call 813-327-8566. Betty will take your message, so leave us some juicy details about who you are and we will be in touch.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is this? You know, the Democratic National people like say, oh my God, the Russians hacked us, but yet they wrote some damning emails. What's this all about?
Maybe it came from Hillary's email server.
Really?
Yeah, if you haven't heard on the news already, then you've been falling asleep at the wheel. But we found out WikiLeaks proves the Democratic primary was rigged in Hillary Clinton's favor. And as you know, we here at Chiampa Radio support Bernie Sanders. And, you know,
we've been
hollering about the possibility of a rigged system for a long time. Through probably a majority of this cycle. So anywho, so WikiLeaks revealed 20,000 emails that reveal resentful disdain towards Sanders as the party favored Clinton long before any
that
votes.
That is
were
a
cast.
Lot of freaking dissent.
Yeah, 20,000
or disdain.
Yeah, 20,000. That's not surprising. So the DNC emails from January 2015 to May 2016, the DNC staff discuss on how to deal with Bernie's popularity as a challenge to the Clinton candidacy. So they've been talking about this since January of last year, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
So they've been working this angle long before anything.
It just feels like every single primary or caucus that we've had this cycle has been rigged, has been somehow monopolized by Clinton or DNC people.
The whole thing is a sham. Democracy is dead. The whole damn thing is a sham. If you'd like to join in on this conversation, you can reach us at 813-327-8566. Or you can find us on Facebook and various other places we're online. But go to our homepage if you want to look us up on the interwebs. It's www.cheyampa.info. That is a real web address. Trust me. .info.
It sure is.
Actually, I've been noticing .info is becoming more popular. Thank God.
Here's the thing, folks. One thing that I forgot to do was take my my database access trip. So I'm going to do that now.
We'll queue up the airport lounge. There you go. There you go. Breathe deep. There you go.
You know, I remember when I smoked cigarettes, the airport lounge was quite nice. But you know what, folks? We got another story to cover.
Do we do?
This one is pretty damn sad. Oh, we're not done with this one yet?
We got 10 minutes, dude.
Oh.
We got 10 minutes. You're Russian. You're Russian perfection.
Oh, this is cool. I just found out something with my mouse wheel on Uvu. I can switch between myself and you.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, so
That helps me, folks, so I can make sure I'm not looking stupid.
Well, that's important. But yeah, we got about another 8.5 minutes. We can kind of go through this, at least to sum up the important parts.
But let me ask this though, with the emails, could they somehow claim that their privacy was violated or
They totally can. They totally can, and I think we've got a caller. We have a caller, so
we have a caller.
Yes, let's bring the caller on the phone.
I love callers.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Can you hear us?
Oh wait, no.
Hi, caller. You are on the air again.
Hey, what's going on? It's Ezel.
Hey, it's Ezel. Ezel, we haven't heard you in such a long time. Ezel. You've been doing all right.
Oh, man, I've been busy, I'm trying to stay afloat here.
Yeah. I've
been this and doing that.
Been floating around the city, the state?
Well, I'm up near Rockford, Illinois, where that is,
Yes.
And I'm doing a thing there, But anyway, hold on a second here,
All right. Oh, wait, oh.
Oh.
It's all time for us to access the database.
I love that database access.
Let's pray to the database.
All right, we got it together now. And you're talking about this email stuff. Man, let me tell you something. I got to tell you.
Have you seen these emails?
Oh, man, this is ridiculous. This country has gone insane. And I got to say, how the hell can anybody with any goddamn 1 ounce of common sense vote for Hillary after all this shit come to the top, man? The cream come to the top, and this is just part of it, And what I say is, I was watching the news today, and I'm watching this dude from Kentucky. His name was Murphy. He's a senator, big shot. And man, I tell you what, this dude just spun it. He spun it like I couldn't believe it. And that's the thing about the DNC, man. Anything this shit comes to the top, they spin it. And this dude said, it ain't the thing that the emails. He says, the problem is that it was hacked, by the Russians, and that Trump did it. He blamed it right on Trump. So what he did is he spent the whole thing to say that, man, ain't no shit here with the emails, but the shit is with Trump and the Russians. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't believe they are the spin doctors, man. They just spin everything, man. They spin the whole nine yards, man. Going back to Whitewater in Arkansas, they spun that. And I want to know, where's Bill been lately? I ain't seen Bill, man. What happened to Bill?
Oh, he's
he's getting his dick sucked right now.
Hold on, man. I think you're right.
Good for Bill.
You know who he's getting? That meat that he had on that airplane at the runway in Arizona. I think that's who's sucking his dick right now. Right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a scary
that, you
one.
Know, he got that up blocked up.
That was a mid-interport.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. You couldn't pay me. You couldn't pay me for that.
Well, I mean, look at Monica Lewinsky, man. That was some crazy bitch there, man. I'd be afraid she about to tip my dick off, man. Hey, that's a crazy bitch, that Monica Lewinsky, but, man, he was letting that thing hack on that meat of his, man, that sausage. That, man, he was getting that sausage licked, you know.
Yeah, there but you anyway. Go. That's a good point. That is a good point, although I still think Monica was prettier.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I really, you know, I look at that Bill Clinton, I say, man, he is one slick motherfucker. I know what he's doing right now. I know what he's doing. Now, Hillary's all tied up in this shit and everything. He slipped out the back door. He slipped out the back door, and he's out there. And he's out there, and he's going, he's in the crowd. You know, he's walking the crowd. He goes, hey, I'm Bill Clinton, man. Come on. I got the Hilton on the floor.
I'm down at the Hilton room 1214. Yeah, exactly.
He's going to town, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh man, I think Bush did it. That's what I think.
You think Bush did it? Well, you know, I mean, hey, why not? Which one? They both did it.
Yeah, they both did it.
They both did it.
One of them is too busy painting.
Which one's painting?
Pretty pictures.
Oh, the young W is painting? Or Jeb? Jeb might be in a mental institution by now. You know, I was really disappointed that Jeb stepped out so early.
Well, I don't know. I think he's a little short upstairs. You know,
yeah, he didn't. He really didn't seem to last. I was like, if anyone's going to last a while, it's going to be Jeb. I thought he'd be the one, like, really up against Trump in this whole thing. And he just, why, I don't know why, but dude just bowed out really early. And, of course, the funniest thing is when they kept trying to drag Biden
out of money
into the race.
Maybe they saw it. You know, Trump predicted all this shit long time ago.
Man, they got tons of money.
Yeah, he got tons of money. Ezel's right, though. Ezel's right. When you run for president, you're not using your own money. You're using everyone else's money.
That's right, man. And he got a lot of support, that dude.
He did, but he just walked away. I'm like, I'm like, not even a fair fight.
Yeah, but you know what? He might return.
That's true.
Man, he can return.
That's
you know?
True. He's not that. He still has a few cycles left in him. So maybe we'll see him return to the stage. Not like I necessarily think he'd be good or anything, but you know, at least he'd be kind of much of the same we've been getting.
Right. But anyway, the bottom line is this is pure Chicago politics. You know,
true.
Oh, there ain't nothing like Chicago. You can go to Connecticut, you can go to Denver, you can go to San Francisco, but them politics ain't like Chicago politics. Let me tell you, in the day, back in the 50s and 60s, you remember the old man, Mayor Daley, the old man?
I know of him. I don't know him, but I do know of him.
Maybe you're too young, but I know the old man. I had an aunt named Aunt Ruthie, man. God rest her soul, man. Good woman. But anyway, she was a politician. She worked with all these scumbags, son of a bitches from Chicago, man. And you know what? We get together on a holiday, and Aunt Ruthie tells some stories, and my jaw drop, and I say, wait a minute, man. You're making this shit up, man. There ain't no motherfuckers doing that shit. And she said, yeah, you want a bet? That's Chicago politics, and she called it Chicago politics. And spinning the dial back 20, 30 years, I'm thinking, man, this shit's come to life, man.
Oh, yeah, right.
On a national scale, man. The Gmails, all this bullshit that's going down, this, that, and that. That's all Chicago politics, man.
Yeah,
and that's what
true.
It is. And you know what? And I don't get what people don't understand. It's Chicago. First of all, you know, everybody elected this Barack Obama. That was all bullshit, man. Do you know what that was? That was a vote of white guilt. All these white people got guilty, and they said,
it was Chicago.
Man, we gotta vote for the man, so let's vote for the man.
Ezel, I totally have to agree with you on that, Ezel. I really, really, truly think that was the only reason he got in.
Man, and the Democrats put it together. They said, man, we'll shame these white son of a bitches, and we'll say, and then we'll throw that word, that N-word in there, make them feel real guilty. And then we'll throw a couple riots in here and a couple police shootings. And then that's it, man. He's it. And that's how he got it, man. The man can't speak without a teleprompter, man. He can't speak. You get him on the side. You say, man, he ain't shit, man. And then now you got Hillary. Here comes Hillary. And it's the gender guild. Man, you got to put a woman in. Why you got to put a woman in? Yeah, you don't put a woman in. We don't put in no fucking dumbbell. Man, this bitch is a dumbbell. She can't run a dog kennel either, for Christ's sake. Man, she ain't got no goddamn sense, man.
No, she don't. She don't. I mean, there's plenty of qualified women out there. She's
yeah,
just not
plenty
it.
Plenty of them.
She's just not it.
She ain't got it, man. I'm sorry she ain't got it, but see, this is the only shot they got, so they're going, all right, let's do it. Let's do the gender guilt thing, man. We'll put this shit on everybody. We'll call you misogynist. Where the fuck did that word come up from? I'm in a dictionary. I don't see no word named misogynist. They make that word up. What did they do with that word? I didn't find that word misogynist. What is that? I went to a Japanese massage parlor. I think I had a misogynist there once. You know, that was a misogynist, you know. But anyway, so, you know, man, this is all screwed up. But I tell you what, I like to be around to see the ending. I mean, this is going to be one wild trip here.
Oh, yeah. This is without question, this is going to be one hell of a crazy election. There's no
yes,
no doubt about that.
Man, this
I
go
agree.
Down and
I totally
this
agree.
One fucked up election, man.
Yep, totally.
I swear to God, man, it you know, and I just can't believe it, you know. I can't believe it. It's just one thing. And you know what? The thing that I really can't believe is these dumbass people fall for this shit, man.
I know. You can see right through it. You can see right through it, and people still fall for anything.
They fall. They're so transparent. They don't have to be transparent. They are transparent, you know. You see, you're there, bullshit. Man, I can live. Hold on a second.
You're about as transparent as dummies on a snow stick with
man,
corn
good.
On the end.
There's corn on the end.
Yeah, that's good, man. All right, you two guys, you just get it on over there, and you know what? And I'm waiting for the next chapter. Hopefully by next Monday we'll have a next chapter we can talk about.
Yes, I think it looks like things are just getting more entertaining. The DNC started today, so we've got a few days of crazy that we can
that
filter through.
God,
next
yes.
Monday, so.
Hey, there's more.
Because you know, Bernie supporters ain't giving up.
No,
the convention and the other convention, man.
Nope.
It ought to be interesting.
It should be. So.
Oh man! I tell you, what are you gonna do? The only thing you do is, you know what I do? When the shit hits the fan, I vaporize, man.
There you go.
And that's what you can do. You
there
can
you
vaporize.
Go. There you go.
All right, guys.
All right,
Esau. If I come up with something, or I remember your phone number, I'll give you a call.
All right, that sounds good. There, you redial.
All right, thank you, man. Good
hey,
to hear
man.
From you.
There, Joe. Yeah, how you still?
Later, Esau.
Oh. Yeah, you all right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, take it easy, Esau. All righty. Well,
wow.
It's great to get a
call.
That
caller. Was awesome.
And I'm sorry, Joe, we went into your news, so we're going to go right into your news.
And now for the news.
And good evening from the Chicago studios. It's Worldwide News with Joe.
There we go. Sorry. Repeat was on.
Yeah, so... So, Anthony, I've experienced a migraine or two in my time. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You know, and sometimes a traditional pill in a bottle just doesn't work. So
no.
This is great news to me here in Illinois. Because guess what?
What?
Judge orders state to reconsider the medical marijuana for migraines.
Sweet. That's friggin' awesome. That's
this
reason
is a story
enough.
By, yeah, right? This is a story by Robert McCoppin of the Chicago Tribune. In a ruling that could significantly expand the use of medical marijuana in Illinois... A judge has ordered state officials to reconsider adding migraine headaches to the list of conditions that qualify a patient to buy the drug. Cook County Circuit Court Associate Judge Rita Novak overturned Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Nirav Shah's denial of a petition to add migraines to that list. The judge ordered Shah to reconsider evidence presented to the Medical Cannabis Advisory Board before its members voted to recommend approval of marijuana to treat migraines. The court ruling came in response to a suit filed by a man whose name was kept secret because he already has been using marijuana to treat his headaches, like as if we all haven't. Since adolescence, the middle-aged man has suffered migraines up to 3 times a week, lasting from several hours up to 3 days, attorney Robert Bauschmidt said. The man has tried triptans, which is, I guess, the most common treatment for migraines, but they didn't work well. He tried narcotic painkillers, but had a bad reaction that keeps him from using them. So he's been through everything, he said. Marijuana doesn't cure it, but he finds that the pain is less severe, and he believes the headaches are less frequent when he's using it.
Well, that's important.
Though, yeah, right? So, you know, basically, it's a potential game changer for the industry. But a spokesman for the Illinois Attorney General's Office, which represents the state in court, emphasized the ruling does not require adding migraines to the list. It instead orders the director to reconsider within the parameters of the law and the judge's findings.
That's interesting.
I'm not sure that means you necessarily have to add to it, but, you know, typically I think we're going to see that this is going to be added because it is a vital medication.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, so if the director adds migraines as a qualifying condition, that could greatly enlarge the number of patients. Migraines are a widespread condition occurring in about 16% of Americans, according to 2 surveys cited by the American Headache Society. Because there is no widely accepted blood test or brain scan to verify migraines, they typically are diagnosed by medical history, symptoms, and a physical and neurological examination, according to the Mayo Clinic. Typically, migraines occur repeatedly to the same patient, involving moderate to severe head pain that lasts for hours or days, nausea or vomiting, and sensitivity to noise and light. Yeah. So, hey, you know, a little green would really help.
There you go. That makes totally good sense.
Yep.
I heard about this on the news earlier today, but I didn't want to listen to it since I knew you had it in the list.
It's kind of a weird situation because, you know, I brought this story out because it highlights a couple of things. One, many people do not have a basic understanding of how things work, including law enforcement. And two, fear in campaigns to demonize things is one way we lose our freedoms.
Yep.
I think this story illustrates these principles equally. Let's get on with the story.
I agree.
Unless you have commentary.
Yep, let's move along.
So Colorado Town finds THC in its drinking waters, and they issue a warning. The residents were told not to let their pets drink the water. They were told that they had preliminary tests of the water that came back positive for THC,
wow,
which is the main psychoactive compound in marijuana. We are checking to make sure that this isn't because of the field test kit, that it isn't just a false positive, said this Captain Michael Yowell of the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office.
Did they send Deputy Stoner to go get the water sample?
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
You know, did he use the test strip to, like, clean out his bowl?
I mean, I know, or did he, yeah, did he pee on the test strip? I'm gonna pee on this test strip.
See if I'm pregnant.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm sorry. Please continue.
So he said, I wouldn't be doing my job for my community if we just wrote this off. The well had been sealed and secured, but said it would take time for water to flush through the lines. Agents from the FBI and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation are participating in the probe. So they set up screening stations for worried residents, and water is being trucked in. So, you know, it's giving some plastic water bottle company a lot of money.
Oh, of course.
So, this came out of the Hugo Marshall's office. It said, Hugo residents, evidence of THC in town water. Don't drink, shower, or cook with it. Fresh H2O will be coming. We'll advise when it arrives. So now, Hugo is a Lincoln County town of about 720 people.
Hmm.
What a way to make people frightened and scared.
Oh, no, totally. Absolutely.
Right?
That's how it works. So that's how it works.
This town sits like about 90 miles east of Colorado Springs, and Now, there's no commercial operations of marijuana in Lincoln County. And the entire county only has about 62 medical marijuana patients. So, now, here's the thing. Mark Sally, a spokesman for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, said a state toxicologist is assessing what kind of health effects the potential contamination could have. Sally said, as with marijuana edibles or other products, the impacts would likely vary based on the amount of water consumed and the concentration. But others cast doubt on the dangers of THC-contaminated water or whether it's even possible to spike tap water with marijuana. It would take more product than any of us could afford to contaminate a city water supply to the extent that people would have any effects.
Yeah, that would have to be a lot.
I mean, you would basically have to dump like a total ridiculous amount. But see, there's a series of tweets that follow in this story that it's just ridiculous that they have to go elsewhere to find drinking water. Folks, you can't poison your water supply with THC. As a matter of fact, not related in this story, but I have heard of pharmaceuticals ending up in your water supply.
So there's
crazy people drugs in city water supply, I'm sure.
Yep, mercury and other things. I get a annual report every year to tell me what's in mine. There's arsenic in my water.
Ew. And so, Anthony, there you have it. Back to you.
Oh, hold on. I'm eating a Twizzler. Okay.
Eating a Twizzler.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this unique on-air, spelled with an E, internationally streaming ridiculous experience? Visit Shyampa.info in your web bedoodle browser to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. We're going to take care of some business and all that other stuff. You know, because we got to pee, too, every now and then.
Yeah, right.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
Chocolate.
Peanut butter.
Hey.
Oh, hey, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
You got peanut butter on my chocolate.
What?
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Real milk chocolate delicious peanut butter.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And Reese's Crunchy Peanut Butter Cups topped with chopped peanuts.
Joy called this morning.
So how's Joy? What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing? How do we call 2,000 miles? The kids are all right?
Fine.
Sally?
Fine.
The kids are fine. Sally's fine. So why did he call?
I asked him that too.
And why are you crying?
Because Joy said I call. Just because I love you, Mom.
Reach out and touch someone.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. Before we kick off into segment B, I first want to tell you that today is National Merry-Go-Round Day, National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, and National Threading the Needle Day. Whoopsie poopsie merry-go-round makes my butthole go Sunday all around. Ouch, that hurts. I don't like needles. Anyway, go grab your bongs, bitches, and let's start with Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Why, thank you, Betty. That was that was absolutely lovely. That was she was at a carnival.
She's trying to do her steampunk thing.
Her steampunk thing? Well, you know, I don't, you know, that's, it could work. She needs to, I don't know. She doesn't need any more hobbies. She's got enough hobbies as it is. Yeah. I'm glad she stopped
like
that.
Cleaning up after this guy.
Yeah, that in and of itself, that most definitely, Roger in and of itself is a problem. You know, and then she was running that chicken joint for a while. I don't know what the hell she was doing with that. So I haven't. She's been pretty busy at Kmart lately
because they're
doing back to school right now. So I know. So I think she's keeping busy and out of trouble. But I don't know. She's gonna have a mischievous fit at some time and point, and you know you can catch all that on Morning Rush Hour. So anyway, so I guess it's time for some crazy Florida news.
What's with all this nakedness in Florida? There's never any nakedness here in Illinois.
You know, that's a good question. We all wonder that from time to time. Because, yeah, there is a lot of nakedness in Florida.
Sometimes it's sexy.
Sexy. Sometimes it's not very sexy at all in any way, shape, or form. We're going to kick off tonight's Crazy Florida News with, you guessed it, some Florida nakedness from WPBF News, West Palm Beach, Florida, live, local, and late-breaking news. It's been pretty hot in Florida lately, and it can be difficult to find some relief. Some people take a dip in a pool. Others go to the beach or just go inside for some glorious air conditioning. Because let me tell you, air conditioning is not hard to find in Florida. Of course, if you're in Latanya, Florida, you can try something different. Police responded to the area of Latanya Road and I-95 on last Sunday after they received reports of a man walking around naked on the overpass. Police reports say that Joseph Higgins was...
Why not?
Was found by police walking around the highway with no clothes on. Officers on the scene noticed that there was a strong smell of alcohol on Joseph and noted that nothing made sense when he spoke. When police asked him why he was naked... When they asked him why he was naked, Joseph said his clothes were sprayed. But it was unclear what his clothes were sprayed with. Maybe a skunk.
Butter?
Or a skunk. Joseph told police a story about his sister raising her hand to her boyfriend. Joseph was arrested and charged for indecent exposure. Yeah, we have a big, big nakedness problem in Florida. And I'm not exactly
sure
why.
Is it an Adam and Eve complex?
I really don't know. I don't think it's like an Adam and Eve complex as much as I think it might be like it just gets hot and people just get delirious because the sun is so intense here, and I think people just lose their fucking minds. That's the only thing I can think of.
There is an Adam complex.
There is an Adam complex.
Yes.
And what is an Adam complex?
Ah, the Adam and Eve complex. Freedom from the shame.
No.
I can bind you.
See, no, he did have freedom from the shame, but that freedom was given to him in the form of alcohol. So he may have had the Adam and Eve complex. However, it's possible that the alcohol kind of helped to speed that along. However, there was no alcohol involved in this next lovely story. By the way, if you're listening and you want to participate, you can call us at any time. We're excited to take callers. 813-327-8566. We don't even ask for money, and I still need a new board in the Cheyampa studio, and
right?
We really need a better space than what we got next to this Chinese restaurant, because the fucking roaches are ridiculous. And one stole my damn bagel the other morning. I was sitting here drinking my coffee, having a bagel. Damn thing came crawling up, gave me a look, ran up, took my bagel, and just walked off with it. I said, fuck you. Then I closed the door and stayed in the corner with a shoe in my hand for 3 hours. All right, so anywho, Jesus is my co-pilot, as many bumper stickers have claimed. Unfortunately, for one woman, she took the meaning a bit too literally. The Northwest Florida Daily News brings us our next story about a woman, a Ford, and a prayer. A Fort Walton Beach woman was traveling eastbound on Marcia Drive when she failed to stop at a stop sign, went through the intersection and into the yard of a home on Miramar Drive. The woman tried to back out of the yard but got stuck in the sand. All attempts for Facebook prayers went unanswered. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office was contacted. When deputies interviewed the woman, she told deputies that she was praying with her eyes closed at the time her vehicle sailed through the intersection and into someone's front yard. The woman was cited for reckless driving with property damage and then taken to the hospital for evaluation. No one was injured, and the police are still looking for Jesus. He was last seen wearing an off-white robe, is Middle Eastern, and may be armed with a staff and a herd of sheep.
Wow.
I guess I don't understand the point of closing one's eyes and praying in a moving vehicle. Am I missing something? No.
I'm just trying to picture
Yes, let's reflect on this. Hold on. Let's go back to the Jesus music.
It's giving
Hold
me
on.
Some pause. No more Jesus.
No more Jesus. Okay, we'll let the next track kind of, you know.
Let's just pause on the stupidity factor of closing your eyes and praying while driving.
Yeah, or just closing your eyes while driving.
I could respect pulling over, right?
Yeah, I mean, just like a cell phone call. Go ahead, you know, pull it over. Close your eyes,
and,
pray
you know,
to Jesus.
Whipping out your prayer mantras and going to town. That's fine. I get it.
But yeah, I don't.
But while you're driving, no, come on. Why? I don't get it.
That's.
First of all, you're causing so much danger to yourself, everybody else around you, people that you're not seeing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Right? Right?
Everything that is required for you to function properly on the road.
Exactly. I mean, how ridiculous is
you
that?
You should be put in jail.
I mean, that's total.
You should be put in jail.
Total endangerment. I mean, Jesus. Well, Jesus, she was trying to summon Jesus, but Jesus didn't show up. But let me tell you, the dude in our next story, he was screaming for Jesus. All right. So we're all familiar with the insane attention Pokemon Go seems to be getting lately. We are also familiar with the insane amount of stupid things happening to people while playing Pokemon Go. Fox News 13 from Tampa Bay brings us yet another Pokemon Go, 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 no, no, no. Tampa police say they responded to a trespassing complaint in Ballast Point Park after closing time around 10:30 at night. When the officers arrived, they found about 150 people in the park playing the virtual game. Police say that everyone was told to leave the park, and our star of the story, 20-year-old David T. Mastriano Bermude, Did I get that right?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that works. We'll go with that. Where's that? Here we go. Here we go. There we go. All right. It was asked several times to leave, but continuously refused. Officers claim that when they attempted to arrest him, he grabbed an officer's arm and pushed off. Police say he continued to resist arrest, so they used a taser on him. David was arrested and charged with trespassing and resisting arrest. Is Betty ready? Tampa police went to remind Pokemon gamers of a few safety tips. Pay attention to your surroundings while playing. Keep in mind that not everyone is playing the game, so don't trespass on private property or enter restricted areas. And if you're playing at night, be sure to be visible and be cautious of strangers, guns, and taser guns. And that concludes your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique on air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another attention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.shyampa.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices, because those two idiots are going to start blabbering on now about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Betty, you seem to get better with age, and I love that.
You took out all the W's. I put a bunch of W's in there earlier in the week.
Oh.
You took out all the W's.
What happened? Yeah, I noticed I made some changes to the changes that were made, and I love it.
I figured as much so.
But, you know, speaking of changes, when, Anthony, is the right age, do you think, to give a child a smartphone?
18.
Well, let me tell you, there is no legal guideline.
Well, of course there's
so,
not.
And, you know, on average, children are getting their first smartphones around the age of 10.
Wow.
10.
Wow.
And that's down from the age of 12 in 2012, but I think it's because things are more powerful, and even kids, young kids, are demanding powerful devices.
Wow. Or the parents just aren't saying no.
You know, this is a very, 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 very true talking point. I see this a lot. Parents do not say no. They expect the device to babysit.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it's, you know, it's like, hey, let the kid interact with everybody. You know, if you want to have a private conversation, then hire a babysitter.
No, exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, I got a lot of people, I've heard the argument, oh, well, you know, my kid needs to call me after school, or my kid needs to call me. What if there's an emergency? What if, you know, someone comes in shooting up the school or shit? Okay, fine. Give them a flip phone.
Yeah, a very simple flip phone.
Just get them a jitterbug. You can buy a simple flip phone. You can get them. I think Consumer Cellular has them. I think T-Mobile has them. I think almost all the carriers have them. Just give them a simple flip phone, and when they're 18, then yeah, go ahead, let them get a smartphone. But I see you texting with your thumbs. They'd have to learn how to do the texting with the mini keyboard.
3-3-3-3-6-2-2-2-9-3-8-6-6-6-6-9-5-5-5-5-5-2-2-2-3-3-3. You know, because you had to put in all the crazy
letters.
Yeah,
to push all the buttons. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But I mean, no, seriously. I mean,
so
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, there is no magical age, though. It's, you know, no two kids are the same, and that's really where parenting comes into play.
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, how do you teach your kid responsibility for what is, you know, an insanely expensive device?
Exactly, but
you
know,
just hand it to your kid.
I know. Well, and you know, that's the thing. I mean, parenting has gotten pretty ugly lately, I think, from what I've seen. But, you know, unfortunately, it is a free country.
I'm upset that it, in the sense that it seems like it's made to say that you have to have this device.
Oh, we have a caller.
I think I can do it right this time.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Hey,
he's out again.
Wow.
Yeah, you talk about these phones with these kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
know, my girlfriend, she got six grandkids, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, everyone's got a phone. And here's the problem. Here's the problem. And someday, Anthony, you're going to be right about that 18. Because what they do is they get these phones and they have unlimited access on Google.
Oh, yeah.
And I've caught a few of them looking at shit that they ain't supposed to be looking at. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Kids. So now that falls under child pornography, okay?
It sure does.
Oh.
And another thing they're doing is they're doing pictures. They take pictures of the private areas, and then they text them to somebody else, okay? And then they do this private area thing, texting. You know, they say, guess who this is? And, you know, you got
wow.
a picture of the, you know, the vagina or the big kahuna, you know, and they got a guess. They play all kinds of games
wow.
on these phones. Unbelievable. And you know what? And parents, they are so oblivious. They tell, don't do nothing wrong. Now, what the fuck did you ever tell a kid not to do anything wrong? And a kid, he listens to you. You
know, oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
And God, you know what, man? Like I said last phone, man. These people here have took leave of their senses. Man, these people today got no common sense at all.
No,
I tell
no,
you, man.
They've totally crazy. Lost it. They have totally lost any sense, any common sense that ever existed.
Hey, I'm the walk off a cliff for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, right. Have you seen much of that, Ezel, over by you? Are they playing that
yeah,
Pokemon
man, they're
Go?
They're walking around like zombies. They look like the Walking Dead. I call them the Walking Dead. They're walking down the street, man, and they're looking. And you know, it's crazy, man. They're crazy, man. They got nothing better to do.
Wow.
Man, and you know what? These companies, Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, man, they just laughing all the way to the bank, man.
Oh,
they
yeah, they're laugh. That shit's expensive. That data ain't cheap.
And that guy with that iPhone, what's his name, that Applehead motherfucker, you know, I mean, these kids are paying $800 for a freaking phone, man.
Yeah,
what
right.
is that?
It's like a brick
you know
of gold.
I got my smartphone at Walmart, man. I paid $9.95 for it, man. Bought a card for $29.
There you go. That's how you do
yeah.
it. That's how you
know
do
what?
It.
I can do whatever that damn iPhone can do. That damn phone can do. Man, are you kidding me?
But, you know,
these people are crazy out here, man.
Yep.
I think it's in the water or some shit. They've been fluorinating that water.
Maybe there's THC in the water.
All right, boys. I talk to you later.
All right. Take it easy, Zal.
I gotta do something. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man. He is always a hoot having him on the show.
Oh, yeah. We love Ezel.
Love it.
We love Ezel. So, yeah. So, that's interesting. So, we got like about a few minutes till we wrap. What was the other story we had? Or do we want to talk about?
Al
do you
Franken
want to talk about the
on,
Miami one or the other one?
Well, I just wanted to make a small statement. Al Franken is speaking right now on the Democratic National Convention.
Thank God I don't have it on. I can't stand him. He would crawl inside Hillary's vagina if he could fit. Anyway, North Miami officer was aiming at a man
yes.
with autism. Have you heard about that? We'll talk about this real quick because it's a Florida news story, but I wanted
yes.
to do it in a general discussion, and now I feel the need. So we've all heard
yeah.
about the guy in Miami, in North Miami, that got shot, the black guy. Well, his name was Charles Kinsey. The officer had discharged the firearm trying to save Mr. Kinsey's life by shooting his autistic patient. So Kinsey was... a caretaker, and the guy he was dealing with had autism. The cop thought the autistic guy was going to do this whole crazy thing. Oh my goodness, game of telephone gone awry, gone way wrong.
That's basically what this story is all about. And you know, the idiot that fired the shot did not even like think to really evaluate the situation.
But the funniest thing, here's the thing. And that in of itself, yeah, poor judgment, autistic guy with a truck in his hand, which is in and of itself is you're absolutely right. But the kicker about it is he wasn't shooting the black man. He was trying to shoot the white autistic dude. And instead of hitting the white autistic dude he was trying to shoot, he just hit the black man anyway. So even when cops are trying to shoot at white people, they hit black people.
Right. It's like, are the bullets somehow like attracted to?
I don't know. That was the funniest part about the whole story was the fact that he wasn't even aiming for the caretaker, the black dude, but the black dude still got shot. So go figure. This is a crazy country that we live in. Anywho, so I guess we got to wrap some of this stuff up here because we got about 3 minutes till Old Glory comes out in here and tries to get us out of the office. Old Glory, that's cleaning lady, I call her. She's the one that starts the music. She's got a button outside the door. This is clean. And she pushes it because she's a clean. She pushes it and it starts the music, which says, I got to get out of the studio right away or she's going to beat me up. She's a strong woman. And then she pushes the clean.
Spray jets come from everywhere.
Spray jets, exactly. She pushes the clean button and then she comes in. I don't know what she does. The studio is still filthy. It's filthy all the time. She like pushes around the vacuum cleaner. That thing is like from 1952. And then, you know, the next talent comes in, which is nobody. But, you know, so anywho. So let's get this going. Let's get this show on the road. I'm rambling. Okay, so Anthony says, hey, folks, don't forget to listen to Weekday Rush Hour every morning at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. And then on your drive home, Traffic with Toppers. I like Traffic with Toppers. He starts at 3:30 Eastern time. He goes for 3 hours. Be sure to check out our schedule at www.cheyampa.info for our complete schedule of programming. And we have a whole bunch of other fun stuff on there, too.
And when you come across Weekend with Joe, be sure to check out my segment every Saturday and Sunday night starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to check out and support the A-Info's radio project at radioforall.net. We found WEFT and the World Labor Hour and Headphone Meditations, which came from archive.org, so support them too, and Toppers from A-Info's that way. So many ways online. Wonderful. So much great programming that you won't find on mainstream media at all, folks. Seriously,
it's a plethora. It's like a golden corral of programming.
Yep. Crazy different programming. You can find some crazy trippy jazz stuff to science programming. And I loved listening. I stuck my fingers in all of my plants today.
Did you
based
now?
Off of the Upbeat Gardener? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I thought I heard the Upbeat Gardener on Rush Hour this morning. I think I heard a string, like a 15-minute string of the Upbeat Gardener. All right. Okay. I thought I heard it on the. I'm like, oh, what's this? This is kind of new. Was that new or has that just been there forever and the server finally picked it up?
The server finally picked it up. Well, I think there's like maybe six of those in there that I strung together. There's like four programs each.
All right. Well, then
they were really short.
Yeah, I figured as much because when I played, I'm like, oh my God, this thing's over in 3 minutes. So we're going to go to Betty Red Alert. We don't like Betty Red Alert because then we have to pay her overtime. And she doesn't do anything either. She goes outside and presses the clean button and then pushes the vacuum cleaner around. She doesn't even bother to plug it in.
So she doesn't have a Betty button?
No.
Because I'm assuming if you push the Betty button, like all your pencils get sharpened all the way down to the eraser.
Well, maybe. If you'd like to donate.
Your staples get all bent.
If you'd like to donate to the Buy Cheyampa Tampa Studio a Betty button, you can call us at 813-327-8566. And that's the American way. Yeah, no, we don't have a Betty button yet. We don't. We're still trying to get enough roach killer for the roaches that keep stealing my bagels. It's summer in Florida, so they just grow to dynamic proportions down here. It's frightening.
You know, the Chinese place next door, they're not the cleanest, I guess.
No, they're nice people, and the food is delicious, but, you know, it's just, it's a restaurant, and that's just, you know, the bugs here, they smell it from miles away. So, you know, but anywho, so where are we at? Okay, we're there. Okay, so thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Oh, shit. Check out our blog at cheyampa.info. And remember, folks, don't close your eyes in prayer when you're actively operating an automobile. And have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for I don't think a brand new episode of This Way Out, but if I find one after we go off the air, I'll restart a new one for y'all.
Good night, Miss Betty Felicia Cheyampa.
Goodbye, Felicia. Oh, I need to load something up in the cart, too. This is going to be a disaster.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.